843 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Thomas Cooper. From An Interference Without Precedent, Against Law and Against Mercy. Is not this an attack and a most serious attack on the character of the President? The Traverser goes on thus. This melancholy case of Jonathan Robbins, a native of America, forcibly impressed by the British and delivered with the advice of Mr. Adams to the mock trial of a British court-martial, had not yet astonished the Republican citizens of this free country, a case too little known, but of which the people ought to be fully apprised before the election, and they shall be. Now, gentlemen, there are circumstances in this publication which greatly aggravate the offense. The Traverser does not only tell you that the President interfered to influence a court of justice without precedent, against law and against mercy, but that he so interfered in order to deliver up a Native American citizen to be executed by a British court-martial under a mock trial, against law and against mercy. Another circumstance is adduced to complete the picture. He tells you that this Robbins was not only an American, but a Native American, forcibly impressed by the British, and yet that the President of the United States, without precedent, against law and against mercy, interfered with a court of justice and ordered this Native American to be delivered up to a mock trial by a British court-martial. I can scarcely conceive a charge can be made against the President of so much consequence or of a more heinous nature. But, says Mr. Cooper, he has done it. I will show you the case in which he has done it. It is the case of Jonathan Robbins. It appears, then, that this is a charge on the President, not only false and scandalous, but evidently made with intent to injure his character, and the manner in which it is made is well calculated to operate on the passions of Americans, and I fear such has been the effect. If this charge were true, there is not a man amongst you but would hate the President. I am sure I should hate him myself if I had thought he had done this. Upon the purity and independence of the judges depend the existence of your government and the preservation of your...